Hi, this is Rick Harmon. The MySpace recording that follows was recorded with a Sony ECM C150 omnidirectional mono microphone that I just purchased and have recorded this in the last Goldwave podcast on. And it seems to do a pretty good job on the Olympus WS320. It's not a stereo microphone, but as you can hear, it does a pretty good job. I purchased it at Amazon for $39.99, and it does a pretty good job. I'm pretty happy with it. I'd still like to get a stereo microphone. This is a lapel clip-on microphone that uses a 3-volt preamp. I use it on the Olympus, but I've noticed it seems to work either way. Doesn't really appear to need it. But I know everybody's always asking about microphones for the Olympus, and I think this is a pretty good choice. You know, if you just want a cheap microphone, it's not stereo, but still, it does a good job. Hello, this is Rick Harmon, and I'm doing a MySpace podcast here for BCT. Thought since everybody else was doing them, I would try to do so myself. I am outside right now, and thought I would start out here since it was a nice, pretty day. I'm up on my deck out in the backyard under a canopy. We have a nice large deck here on the back of the house. It's about 15 by 15 feet, maybe a little bigger. There's two levels to it. The canopy section is over the upper deck, and out in here we have several chairs, a deck swing, and it's kind of windy out today, but I think this will come out pretty good. Not sure, but we'll give it a try. I'm walking right into the wind right now, so this may be really, really a test. Hear all this stuff fluttering around, the wind chimes and everything. We have all kinds of flowers and stuff out here. My mom started planting all kinds of goodies for spring and summer. You hear all the birdies chirping. It's really, really nice out today. It's just about noon, and it's quite breezy, and I think it's about 75 degrees, so it's really, really nice. I'm out here in the backyard now. I don't come out here too much, because I don't really know my way around very well, but this is all fenced in and everything, so we have a dog, and he runs out here when we let him out in the fenced in area. Have a little shed out here and a bunch of flowers and stuff and a large tree that shades the area. Okay, I'm going to go inside now and show you my little dungeon I live in. I just walked in the back door, and this is a one-story house with a basement, and I live in the basement area. Come up here first. I'm walking up two stairs into my kitchen. I live here with my mother. I'm just passing the refrigerator and a little table that sits in the corner that you can eat at. Here's our stove. And now I'm over to the cupboards and counters and sink. If I turn to the right, walk through a doorway and come into a hallway. And we have a dining room area here that my mom has converted into a, more or less a den. She has her computer and stuff in there, television and stuff. Turn to the right here again, and I come into our front room. And there's an entertainment center here to the right, and a television and a PlayStation that my sister's kids play all the time. Over here to the left, there is a end table and a couch. And as I walk through the room here, there is a reclining chair. And as I walk towards the front of the house, there is another sitting chair. And I'm to the front door. It's pretty small room. It's about 10 by, 15. It's kind of a small house. Oops. Heading back out of the living room and back into the hallway again. And go to my right here a little bit. We have a bathroom here in this room with the sink, toilet, bathtub, all that good stuff. Towel rod here and a shelf with all of our bathroom goodies on it. And here's our sink, complete with water. Okay, then this is a very, very little room. It's no more than, probably about 5 or 6 feet wide by about 10 feet long. It's a little bathroom. And coming out here on the left is my mother's bedroom. And I'm going to stay out of there. I don't go in there any. Walking back down the hallway here. There's a door here at the end of the hallway that leads up into our attic. Coming back out into the kitchen. And heading towards the steps. Now I'm going to go downstairs. This is the area I live in that I refer to as my dungeon. I'm coming down my basement steps now. Okay, I am now in the basement. And on one side here to the right is my area that I live in. It's more or less completely finished. And over here on this left side is just basically our utility area. I've got a bunch of stuff stacked here. Walking towards the one side of the house. And here on this end, I have a little refrigerator that I use down here. That I keep things in that I eat down here. And turn to my left, and there's a little back room here that we have that keep all kinds of junk in. It's kind of just a storage area. If I turn back around here to the right, I've just did a 180, and I'm heading towards the front of the house on the left side of the basement. Here's our water heater. And here's a dryer. It's my dryer, and right next to it's washer. So wash all of our clothes down here. And here on this section in the front, of the house. On the left side of the basement is a wash tub. And our utilities, our water meter, gas meter. Some more stuff in storage, bunch of totes and a shelf. Some of my clothes hanging here on a thing on the ceiling that I hang a lot of my clothes on. Okay, I'm heading back here towards the right-hand side of the basement. I'm now walking into my area. My area is basically all closed off. It's a area of about 10 feet wide by about 25 feet long. It composes the right-hand side of the basement, the entire length of the house. It's drywalled in, so it's one room. There's the one wall. And it basically just sections this part of the basement off. I walk here towards the front of the house, and this is more or less my little living area. Here on the left, I have a couch. And as I come forward, here's my exercise machine. Whenever I happen to get on it and have the desire to work out, over to the right here a little bit, along the front wall of the basement, I have a light stand with three different lights on it. I don't really use it much anymore because I can barely even see the light when it's on, so it doesn't do much good to me. Here along the it would be our driveway side of the house, along the front wall here, is my entertainment center. I have a set of speakers here on each side of it that are about 3 feet tall on wooden pedestals. Oops, there's my glass doors. Here on the top of the entertainment center, I have a computer system that I basically use for entertainment. There's our little yipper dog upstairs barking. This computer system here I use for basically all my entertainment stuff. William! Shush! As I said, I use it for my entertainment stuff. I have it hooked to my satellite receiver and VCR and television. And I capture video with it. I also have about 20 gigs of music on it that I play into a stereo receiver. And here's my kitty cat here next to me, Gabrielle. She just walked up against my leg. She'll be meowing here any second, too. Down here in the open doors, I have some stereo components and stuff that the computer's hooked to. And a little further over on the entertainment center, I have a 27-inch television. It's a Sony. I don't use it too much anymore. I generally just have an amplifier turned on and listen to the audio. On the top of the entertainment center here, I have a VCR, a DVD player, and my satellite receiver, and my caller ID.
Zero new calls.
Here a little further over, have another speaker and have some remotes setting on it. Coming down the wall here further, I'm to my computer area. And I have a little filing cabinet here that's about as tall as a desk. It has three pull-out thingies in it. I have a computer desk here as we walk down a little further. And I have a phone setting here. And here's my main computer system that I use for pretty much everything else I do. And I'm about to the center of the room, and right next to this is my other desk that I sit at. And it has a monitor on it and my scanner for scanning documents to read. And up above here it has a hutch. And on the top section of the hutch I have a stereo tape deck, a stereo receiver amplifier, and a 20 band equalizer that I have my main computer hooked into. And here he is. Sitting here at the computer. Just temporarily. Okay. Now, back on this other side of my area is kind of my sleeping area. Here's my my bed. And as I walk towards the back of the house, here's my bed and an end table. And on my end table, I have a talking alarm clock.
The time is now 24 minutes past 12 p.m. Today's Thursday, May 4th.
And I have my handy-dandy book port next to it.
Understand it either. Hanneman heard a puff of air and turned around. Toonsmith had arrived.
I have an audio book running on there. And I have an external speaker hooked up to it. It's a JBL Entour speaker set that I purchased with the when I got the book port. Comes in real handy. I can lay here in bed and just listen to the book port at night. Excuse me. And I'm getting up, and over here next to that, against a wall that's next to the steps, I have another shelf. And on it, I have a microwave oven that I use. Do some cooking with it here when I'm downstairs. And the other areas on the shelf, this top shelf above, basically has all my waxes and goodies and oils and stuff for my candle warming hobby. Over here on the other side of the shelf, I have storage, some computer stuff here. Feels like a DVD drive and some hard drives and some floppies and some CDs. And then down below that, there's more storage. And right here next to it on the floor is my kitty cat's little area with her water bowl and her food bowl. And she just walked past me and meowed a second ago. I don't know if you heard that or not. She's a 5-year-old female kitty. She's a diluted calico. It's a real pretty kitty. I remember when I could see, she's got all kinds of markings and colors and everything all over her. She's a real pretty kitty. Aren't you, Gabby? Gabby pretty? Gabby? Yeah, ain't you pretty? Okay, that's basically it. This is my my little dwelling that I call my dungeon. And then on the floor on this side of the, in my area, is it's not carpeted, but there's two 8x12 area rugs on each side that basically covers pretty much all of the floor. Not quite. There's some areas that don't have it, but everywhere I walk has it, so don't have to walk on the bare concrete floor on this side. It's pretty comfortable. Not bad. Yeah, that about covers it. I hope you've enjoyed my podcast. Thank you for touring my space with me, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.